People get all bent out of shape. Oh, you should do this. You shouldn't do that because you're in this position on the table. How about you suck a dick in hell? It's me against the dealer. Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter? This is the podcast that answers all the questions. I like learning shit. Don't tell me I ain't smart. I'm a redneck who motherfucking reads. Hell yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. What's up? It's Steve Jessup. Listen to my podcast. I'm down by the river. Oh, yeah. Now, welcome. My co-host and good buddy, Mike Merrifield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Down by the River.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Mike. And right over here is my good buddy, Steve Jessup, running a fucking...
Do you like that?
A drum solo on the bar.
Not that would be a good way to add to...
Are you a tapper? Do you tap along?
No, I just wanted to add to what you were doing.
I feel like everybody thinks they can play drums when they listen to music, but playing drums is actually a lot harder than just tapping on your leg while you're driving.
Mike, I'm high.
And that's so...
You know what? I've got the dice out today.
Where's the lighter?
I don't know, man. We have weed.
What the fuck happened to the lighter?
We have, well, there's that, but don't smoke weed.
No, you don't want to light it with that.
You know what, Mike?
You can't smoke weed with a Zippo. You can if you have to.
I just like to start the podcast off by saying we're a little out of sorts. Mike came down here and flipped everything over in a fit of a rage.
Well, I get angry.
And everything's all discombobulated.
Check your fucking pockets. We
you know
just
what?
Had a
I
fucking
do not
lighter.
Have it.
Well, where the
don't
fuck
make me
go?
Yell. I'm still trying to get this pretty voice back.
I just lit a cigarette with it.
You know what, Mike?
We just fucking had it.
This is bad. This is
gonna,
a bad way to start. Maybe we should start over.
I'm going to go out here and find it.
We should start over.
No, you just talk.
Oh, my God. I brought the dice, is what I was going to say. I don't think...
I got the lighter!
Okay.
I got her.
I don't think Mike knows how to play dice. Do you play craps when you go to the casino?
No, I've never understood craps. I've had people try to explain it to me.
I'm not going to explain it to you.
Well, good, because I won't understand it.
Fine.
I've had people try. Where the fuck is the other lighter?
Mike.
That's all I can think about.
Listen.
I'm listening.
We're just going to throw a couple of rounds just to see if we're lucky, okay?
All right.
I'll tell you.
What is my goal here? Snake eyes?
All right. 7 is automatic win. 11's automatic win.
When do I yell snake eyes? Because
I know. If you get 2 ones, that's snake eyes, which is also craps.
Okay.
Which means you lose your money automatically.
What the fuck?
So that's your money. That,
so if I get snake eyes, I lose?
That cough drop is your money.
How much is that cough drop worth?
Fucking $10.
No shit.
Yeah, all it's right. On the line.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's on the line.
Throw them out.
All right, here we go.
Snake eyes. Fucking 9. Okay, the point is 9.
Okay, so now you have to try to roll a 9?
No, you do.
I
you
do?
Have to roll a 9 before you roll a 7.
Fuck.
Roll that 9. Roll that 9,
this
Mike.
This seems so random.
This is how you play craps. Fucking 7, you lose.
Fuck.
You're $10.
Why would anybody play that? Why would anybody play that game?
So, we just did a quick toss of the dice, and we found that Mike's luck is in the shitter today.
That's not luck. It's chance.
It is.
When you roll dice, there's no luck involved. That's
okay,
fucking random.
Let's see how hot I am. Okay, 8. My point's 8. I got to roll 8. Fucking 6.
But you get to keep going?
6, yeah, because I didn't roll.
Until you roll a 7.
Yeah, don't say it.
9, 5, 6.
That was a hard 6, too. Oh, 7, out.
Womp, womp, womp.
Okay.
So you lost $10?
Yeah, all right. So all that means, Mike, is neither one of us need to go to the casino tonight.
I was going to say, this fucking game sucks. Why would anybody play this?
Oh, that's a good tell.
Let me try it again.
All right, one more
Let
time.
Let me try it again.
Mike's going to set the point.
All right, here we go. I'm
going to
set the point.
It's coming out.
9.
11!
Wait. What does that mean?
Mike is an instant winner. You got your money back.
Fuck yeah.
What? Yeah.
I don't get it.
11, because you came out with one of the hardest numbers to get.
Okay.
Right? There's more combos on the dice that make up 7 than any other combination. That's why the house typically takes everybody's fucking money when a 7 comes out.
I don't like this game.
Okay.
Why do black guys like this game?
Now, what are you supposed to say right there?
Snake eyes, motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Snake eyes.
You can play this anywhere. You got 2 dice in your pocket. You got a big ass fucking game with all kind of money. You can play on a street corner.
So how about when you play in a casino, what's the table about then? What's all the numbers and shit on the table?
Just a shitload of bets. You know, like the roulette table?
Uh-huh, okay.
You know how there's like a shitload of different kind of bets?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. But ultimately, it boils down to just, you know, what's the number on the dice? Yeah.
So when someone's running hot, like if they roll a 9, they set the number at 9, and then they roll like 9, like 3-4 times in a row. That's when everybody makes money, right?
No.
Fuck, I don't understand this game.
So, okay, once they set the point, what you want them to do, and the most optimal situation is for them to get their point. That means roll 9 again, but not for like 20 minutes.
So you don't want them to get it for 20 minutes?
No. You want them to stretch it out. You want them to hit some 4s and some 6s and some 8s and some fucking 9s.
Do you win any money off these other numbers?
Yeah, man.
If you had bet that on the table.
You start betting all that shit up.
Okay.
And that motherfucker, they call that motherfucker's hot. Right? All right. And he's just hitting everything but his number.
Yeah.
And he's not going out.
And he's not hitting 7.
And he's not hitting 7.
Okay.
And he's just hitting those numbers. 4, 6, fucking 10.
And everyone's getting paid.
10. Everybody's going, woo, titties are coming out.
Oh, my God.
People are getting jacked off under the table.
Nice.
Now somebody got a pinky in their butt.
All of a sudden, I want to go play this at a casino. Right? I didn't know about the hand
jobs.
That's
when everybody's jumping up and down, when that fucker's just going 10, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
And people are going hard 10, hard 10. And then the motherfucker goes like this, $100. Hard ways, and then he hits like a 30-1 and wins fucking $3,000 on
God
one hand.
Damn.
Oh my God. People are showing up and jacking each other off. It's great.
It's fun. What I don't like is how you can get close to winning sometimes. I don't know if you remember that time you and I were in the Bahamas years ago, and you got like we were playing some poker game, 3-card poker. And if you had put an extra 25 on one of the fucking things,
it was bonus.
Yeah, if you would have paid the bonus, you would have won like $3,000. And then, of course, afterwards, we're like, why the fuck didn't you put the fucking thing on there? And you're like, well, I don't have the fucking money. You know what I mean? So that's what I don't like about gambling. Is
hey,
when you
man.
When you get that close.
I'm broke. Okay. I was just playing that next to you. What was that, 3-card or some shit
that? Yeah, it was 3-card poker.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, now when I play.
And then you were playing the bonus.
I played for some dude. Remember that dude?
Uh-huh.
He was there with some whore.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, watch my money. Play for me. I'm going to go get a fucking dick and twist.
Yeah, and then I won him like a whole bunch of money while he was fucking this whore.
And then he didn't give you shit.
He gave me like $20.
That's right.
And everyone at the table was like, boo. That guy fucking won you hundreds of dollars. You're going to give him 20?
So I could have won big money is what you're saying? But then how much?
That was fucking years ago, and I still remember that. That, like, why didn't Steve just put that fucking extra money on that fucking.
How much would have that cost me?
I think they were $10. It was 10 a hand, so you would have just had to put 10 on there. But then you got, I think, a royal flush or something. I don't fucking remember. All I know is because you didn't put the chips on there, we couldn't get whores and cocaine. I remember that because I was like, if he would have just put that on there, we'd be up to our scroats and hoes.
You know what I remember about that trip? Is that we weren't staying at the big fancy hotel. Excuse my cough drop, I'm still. So God damn.
Lame.
Got Caribbean AIDS.
Caribbean AIDS!
We were staying across the street at some fucking half-built shack, construction hut, something like that. And it had like a 4.5 foot deep pool in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably like 10 feet by 6 feet by 4 feet deep, roughly. Yeah.
And then you jumped, you dove into it off of the roof.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I thought for sure that I was going to have to explain all of the drugs and alcohol.
When the ambulance showed up?
No, when the fucking morgue showed up in another country. And went, why is there a dead guy in the pool and all these drugs and how fucked up are you?
And you're like, look, I can explain. Listen, said he could do it.
He said he could do it.
I did do it, though. I mean, I dove off the roof.
And then out of nowhere, some dumb bitch appears and goes, no, that is not what happened. He was suicidal and Steve talked him into it.
And that's the last place you want to go to the hospital, too, is the Bahamas. Because I'd imagine their hospital is set up kind of like when you were young and you would play doctor with your friends. I'd imagine they have the same equipment. You know, they would just put you on a fucking slab and probably rub some leaves on it or something.
All right. And then somebody would come in with a big pair of tweezers and try and take one of your parts out without a buzzer going off.
Yeah. Yeah, and they would sell it on the black market. Because everything in the Bahamas, there's a 35% tax on everything, and that includes stolen kidneys.
Right.
So I that's the last place I'd want to go to the doctor.
Man, I wouldn't want to get anything on Time Island.
What?
What?
I have no idea what you just said.
I wouldn't want my own toenail to flare up in the Bahamas.
I agree. I don't. Remember when we went down to the beach and we stole a bunch of lawn chairs? And then
why did we do that?
Well, we were drunk, and because that the place we were staying, they did not have, in
That's
our opinion,
right.
They did not have adequate lawn furniture
they didn't
provided
have
for
good
us.
Ones like the ones on the beach.
Yeah, so
they were hard.
Yeah, they were terrible. So
they were terrible lawn chairs, and we knew the ones down at the beach had the soft, spongy things in the middle.
Yeah, so I don't know which one of us came up with the idea, but
I think it was probably you.
It could have been, and here's the best part is I videotaped the whole thing. I should actually try to find that footage of us.
Oh, that's not...
That's a good criminal when you fucking videotape the actual crime. We had all the proof they would ever need.
I just remember going to Oprah's house. Hello, Oprah!
That's bullshit.
God damn it, give me a cigarette.
The Bahamians told us that they had, that around this golf course, and that was one of the coolest things we ever pulled off. We were at the Jungle Bar, which was across the street from where we were staying, and we're all hamburgered, and I was waiting for the restroom, and there was a broad there. And I just started talking to her. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I moved here. My husband's a golf pro at the Ocean Club golf course. And I was like, oh, you should hook us up with free golf. Well, I didn't think any more of it. I got her digits and everything. And the next day she called. She's like, if you guys get down here, I got you set up.
I'll finger blast you both in the butt.
That's kind of what I really wanted. But
you can go play golf.
Instead, we just had to play golf. But when we got there, they had brand
new
sets.
That's not true. Tell them what you had to do to get us up there.
All right. I had to eat her furry fucking box. All right?
Yeah.
I had to take one for the team. But the best part is we show up and
she's
got...
She's 67.
She was old. But I would have fucked her. I would have probably fucked her.
Mike.
The older I get, the more I'm just like, you can't. Once you get to a certain age, you can't have high standards with pussy.
Man, you know what? Pussies don't go bad. Do you want to hit this dab?
I'm sorry. Did you just say pussies don't go bad?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they do.
Nuh-uh.
Pussies go way bad.
Look, I got this torch here if you want to hit that.
Let's fucking torch it up.
Do you want to hit that?
Let me hit this first.
Okay.
I'm trying to pace myself. Trying to pace my lung usage.
And fresh delivery.
Oh, we got a little vape pen action.
Yep. Hang on, I just want to try these dice one more time.
Motherfucker! Just burned my
finger. All right, 10. 10's the point. Okay. Do you remember how to play?
Not really.
Oh, look at that! 10.
So we win.
That means everybody gets paid.
Nice.
And then the point resets.
See, I like playing poker because I can play actual people.
10.
I don't like playing the house or random shit like this. 7.
Wah, wah, wah.
Let me try. Here's your money.
Do you want to throw them in there?
Yeah, is that...
Kind of acts like a little table. 5.
5. 5 is the number.
Yeah. Point is set at 5 if you're playing along. That's a 9. So everybody who has money on 9 gets paid.
Okay. All right.
You're a hero. 9 again.
Oh, shit. Oh,
dicks are getting sucked.
Would they still have...
Yeah. Because when you win, your money rides.
Okay. All right.
House don't touch it.
Oh. 7. God damn it.
All the
now everyone's mad.
Money gets cleared.
Yeah. All the fucking pussy dried up around the table just now.
God dang it. All right, I want to try it. Man. I just looked up at the TV and Jonathan Winters is on there. Is that dude still alive?
I think he's dead.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure. Where's my phone? Let me check. I'm pretty sure Jonathan Winters died. Recently, though, within the last few years.
I got an 8.
Jonathan.
Mine.
Okay. You got an 8.
I'm going to tell you something. 8 and 6 are 2 most common numbers besides 7. Okay?
Okay.
There's all these different combinations of them, like 3 and 5, 4 and 4.
He's been dead for 6 years.
Oh, God dang it.
We lost him.
Is he a ghost?
We lost him.
6, 4, 6.
So the number was 6, though, right?
11.
7. Game over.
Game over.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's hard.
I like playing. There's this really cool game of skill I play when I go to Vegas called the Wheel of Fortune.
You know what?
Slot machine. You know what?
All right. I got these right here, too. I brought all the fucking, I got cards, I got dice. It's the fucking game at Central up here in the shop today. We're going to run out of 6.
I got 2 more packs. That's how I roll.
You know what?
I'm what you call an addict. You got to bring enough.
I'm glad we're back on our podcast schedule. That whole fucking... going out the country and dying and yeah. All that stuff.
Remember when you ruined everything last week?
When I almost died?
Remember when you ruined it by us not doing a podcast last Tuesday?
You said, fuck it. And I was like, you fucked it.
And actually, to be honest with you, I was planning on putting together like a best of episode, but then I got lazy.
Look at this, Mike.
I got a little lazy.
I have a flag for my mic.
Aw. A whiskey weed women flag for the mic. Do the listeners know what a flag is for a mic?
I don't know. You taught me.
That's like when you...
You said I needed a flag, and then I made this out of cardboard.
When you see news people or anyone on television holding a mic, and then they got the station identification on the mic.
If you say, Steve, you need something, and I know how to make it, I'm going to make it.
That's what you do.
So I made this.
I need some pussy.
Did you want a flag?
Yeah.
What do you want your flag to say?
I don't know. Let me take a picture of you with your flag. So anyway, so you're trying to recover from your cruise.
I'm fine.
Did it take you a while to get those sea legs out from underneath you?
Oh, man, I still feel like I'm moving.
We're not moving. We're in the shop. We're fucking so stationary right now.
You want to get some more of that Jack? I think I'm going to get that Jack out again.
You should. Is that bottle of Jaeger still here that I had? What the fuck happened to the bottle of Jaeger?
I ended it. What were we talking about? Gambling. What do you do most? If it ain't dice, we go down to the boat.
I play poker. I play Texas Hold'em because I like to play other people. I don't like to play against the house. Although I do actually play the Wheel of Fortune slots. That's the only one I'll play because in Vegas it has the progressive, which on average is about $1.5 to $3.5 million.
Right.
But all the I found this out. All the Wheel of Fortune machines in Vegas are all linked together.
Oh, shit.
So that jackpot goes up fucking quick.
Okay.
And somebody wins it, like, it seems like about every 2-3 months somebody hits that thing. So, and I've had good luck, man. I've had one night I lost, like, $400 playing poker at the tables. And I was fucking hammered. And I came back and I took a cab. And I had a $5 bill and 4 singles. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to tip the cabbie the $5 bill. Right. I'm going to give him the more of it. You know, I had
you were just feeling it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to, you know what? I got a 5, 4 ones. I'm going to give the $5 bill to the cab driver.
Right.
I go right up the escalator at the Riviera when it was still there, plunk those $4 into a Wheel of Fortune machine. Boom, $400, one spin.
Oh.
That changes your fucking night around. When I just blew $400, so I went from being depressed, like, holy fuck, I'm a terrible gambler, too. I'm all right. I'm okay.
I'm back in it.
It's so weird how quick it can change, you know?
All right, you did dice. So, why don't you, let's deal me out one hand.
Is this really, are cards really a good thing for a podcast?
I don't know. I don't do one poker hand, and then, like, what you would play.
All right.
And then you see, I'm lucky.
I'm going to deal you. These are our whole cards.
Okay. These are supposed to be down?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, no, you don't show me.
I have a 10 of hearts.
No, you don't
and
show
an
me.
An 8 of spades.
Yeah, but you don't show me, though. You got to keep it.
All right.
You got to keep it to
Am
yourself.
I playing against you?
You're playing against me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We could flip them up.
I thought you were going to be the house.
No, you don't play the house when you play poker. You play other people.
Who's that bitch in the middle?
Well, that's just the dealer. The dealer just deals the cards.
Is he playing?
He's not playing. He or she. Because women can be dealers, too. All right, Steve? Don't be so rude.
Okay.
So keep these. Don't tell me what they are.
Okay.
Look at your hole cards. See what you think you got.
Guys, I have...
Okay. Here, wait. Let me plug my ears. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them what you have.
I have a king of diamonds. And a 3 of spades.
Okay, so you have a king of diamonds, 3 of spades. I have a 3-4 of clubs.
Oh, okay.
Now, would you bet with that right away? Would you throw some money out there?
I feel pretty good about that, gang.
All right, let's see what... Let's say you bet 100, I called it.
Okay.
We got a 7, a 7, and a 3.
Oh, man, that's good for me.
Wait, you got a king 3?
Yeah.
See, this could be a problem for me because I also have a 3.
But I don't know that.
You don't know that.
But I got a king. That's a bigger card on the top.
But so if you bet right
now.
I'm
fired up right now because I got 2 pair. I got 2 7s on the deck, a 3, and then a 3 in my hand.
Yeah. I have the same hand, but you have a better kicker.
Whatever. No one gives a shit about your
but
hand.
Look at this. Now there's 2 clubs on the board. I have 2 clubs in my hand.
Okay.
Now you're in danger. So now you probably bet again.
Yeah, because I have a king.
And I would probably call you. And then an 8 comes off, so no matter
what... Is that what they call the river?
That's the river, yeah. And you're going to win that hand because you have a better kicker. But it's a weak-ass
hand.
That's
funny. This podcast is called Down by the River.
Aw, that's neat. Neat!
Oh, man. I'm going to bet everything I got on this king.
I probably wouldn't call you, though, because I only have a pair of 3s. And I would think that you were slow playing these 7s. There's 2 7s on the board. I would think that you had a 7. So even if you bet on the flop, I would fold, even with my pair of 3s.
Okay, so I just won?
You would have won that.
Man, that game is fun.
Yeah, it's always fun when you win. But I like playing poker because you play people. You know, like, I'll sit at the Stratosphere, and I've been to Vegas enough where I recognize all the local professional players. There's a lot of people that just play poker all day, all night. And I recognize a lot of them. I've seen them. I've played with them. But the point is you'll sit at the table and occasionally, especially at the Stratosphere, because the Stratosphere is like the cheapest rooms you can get in Vegas, but it's still a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of lower class to lower middle class people, and you get a lot of guys.
Like Greyhound.
You get the Greyhound people. You get a lot of guys that are there with their fat girlfriend or wife, and they get, you know, they took her to see the Stratosphere Tower, and then... She wore the wrong shoes, so she can't fucking walk. You know, she's tired because she's fat as shit.
I gotta go back. I got to go back to the room.
So then she gives him permission to come
sit. I didn't know we'd be walking.
Fucking dumb cunt. Everything in Vegas is fucking 8,000 miles away. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, that's where the term a mirage came from. That's why they call it the mirage. I didn't know I'd be walking. Well, what do you think? We just fucking hover around, you dummy? So, yeah. So, when she goes to bed, he gets to sneak out of the room. She gets him. She gives him, like, $80. Like, this is the Pampers money. You can take this $80. Down to the table, and those are the guys I wait for. I play smooth with the pros, I play tight, but then these idiots sit down. And one night there was three guys from England, and within an hour and a half, I took $1,800 off these guys because they had no fucking idea how to play poker.
Yeah, man, you can get some new parts for the goddamn V Dub.
I get a lot of shit. You can get real lucky, man. There was this brother was playing one night, and he wasn't even looking at the table. He was facing away from the table, so he wasn't looking at his cards. He was just playing like a complete fucking asshole. The dealer would say, "Sir, it's on you," and he'd be like, "I'll raise $300." And this is like a $1, $2 table. So for him to raise $300, he's a fucking asshole. Like... And people were afraid of him. Everybody would fold because he wasn't even looking at... He doesn't even know what he has for a hand. He's just throwing hundreds of dollars out there. And I sat down and I was like, all right, motherfucker, I'll wait this out. Eventually, he's going to make a dumb fucking move like that, but I'm actually going to have a hand and I'm going to call him. And it took about an hour, but I waited and I waited and I waited and I had pocket kings.
You're fishing.
And this fucking guy... Not even looking at the table. He was watching like a football game on a monitor. And the dealer goes, "It's on you." And he goes, "I'll raise 200. And then I sat. There's a lot of acting involved in poker. I didn't call that right away. I made it seem like it was a tough decision. And I sat there for a good solid 1 minute, 2 minutes. And I said, "You know what? I'll just go all in." Which to me is a tell. When someone goes, "I'll just go all in," that means they have a hand. Because nobody would say... So anyway, but and of course, he calls me, and he still doesn't even know what his fucking cards are.
Were you surprised he called you?
No, because he was calling everybody with nothing and just raising like
so
a fucking
asshole.
So you're
like, I got him on the hook.
Yep, and I snapped off fucking $600 from him in probably 40 minutes, and he eventually got so pissed he just got up and left.
But, oh, man, did he turn around and look at you twice whenever you did that?
I don't even look.
All in,
man. You're dead to me. As soon as I got your money, fucking hit the bricks, motherfucker. One time, same place, Stratosphere, there was an old guy. He looked like...
Is that Stratosphere? That's the one downtown.
This is the big tall one with the roller coasters and shit.
Oh, boy, and he went...
So one other time, there's this really old dude. He looked like he's about 100, and he looked like he lived in the mountains. And he had a wad of cash in his pocket. He must have had 10 grand in his fucking pocket. He sits down at the table, and he's
fat stacks.
He's like, "Guys, I just want to learn how to play poker. I've always wanted to learn how to play poker." And he just pulls out this big wad and like buys in for like, I think the max was 500. He bought in for 500. And he would literally... No matter what you bet, he would call you all the way down to the river. Like, there was some pots were like $1,200, $1,400, and he would have fucking nothing. He would have a fucking 9 high. Like, it was just, he literally did not know at all
call.
How to play poker. Yeah, just call. Or
call.
He'd just go, yeah, whatever, call, call, call. Never fucking had a winning hand. And I watched this guy blow probably $5,000. And there's people at other tables trying to get transferred over to his table so they could take his money. And I started feeling bad after a while, actually.
Right.
And you're not supposed to have feelings when you're playing poker. But I started to think, this guy's like fucking mentally ill or something. What if this is his whole nest egg? He's got dementia and he decides to go into Vegas and he just blows all of his fucking savings, you know. Nobody else gave a fuck. They were just like, I'll take this old fucker's money, but...
Well, like in that first story, you were saying that a lot of people were scared off by the guy that was betting big and all that, and you were like one of the few people that was like watching and waiting. But aren't there a lot of times, like at that last story, where everybody's just lining up to take these dummies' money?
It's exactly what it was. But to me, it started to be a little gratuitous. Like, it was...
Right.
I really started to think there's something wrong with this fucking guy. Like, when you watch somebody blow $5,000 in fucking 2 hours, like, that's fucking real money, man. So I started to develop a little bit of a conscience, and then I got up and left. I was like, I can't. I don't want to take any more of his money. My brother was with me, though, and he stayed at the table and took some of his money.
Dang it, Mike. You're blowing up.
Oh, shit. I forgot to turn my phone off.
What happened to your brother?
He took that old guy's money. He didn't give a shit.
You know, we ought to go to the casino tonight. We got two of them right here.
I'll fucking do it. Let's do it.
What game are we going to play in lieu of these games we've been talking about?
I would try craps because you...
No. No craps. No poker. What's our next game?
Oh, shit. Blackjack.
Okay.
Here's my problem with blackjack, though.
Right.
And I know I'm going to sound like a total fucking idiot.
Let's figure it out.
But I can't add the cards fast enough.
But they do it for you.
Yeah, but then I feel like an idiot if they don't always do it for you.
Sometimes you can tip them and they'll decide for you. You don't even have to communicate.
Yeah.
You get a good rhythm going with one of them Asian chicks.
But what about the deal where you piss off everybody you're playing with because I make the wrong move? You know, I hit when I shouldn't.
Oh, fuck
that.
I always flip out and cuss everybody out at the table and be like, motherfuckers, I'm not playing with you. It's me against the house. It ain't me and y'all against the house.
This ain't a team sport.
Fuck y'all. People get all bent out of shape. Oh, you should do this. You shouldn't do that because you're in this position on the table. How about you suck a dick in hell? It's me against the dealer. Fuck you. I can't wait for a motherfucker to speak up to me at the table. Let's go down there and see if that happens.
I'll do it. Let's fucking go.
I got my fucking drunkest t-shirt on.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's the perfect shirt.
Look up the casino, the one that's not. Oh, I know what I was talking about. God dang it. That's what I was trying to figure out, the one that ain't on the water. We got Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mike didn't grow up here, so he doesn't keep track of this shit. We got some casinos that are on water and some that ain't. Because at some point there was a rule where it was like you can only gamble if you're on this thing that's on floating on this water.
Isn't that a nice loophole they figured out? Because right. When you're on the water, it's like considered like international waters or right. Some shit, you know.
But not over here in this gravel area, or God forbid, right. On this fucking concrete area.
That's how it is in St. Louis. All the casinos are on little ships.
Right.
And they're fully fucking anchored and moored and tied to the fucking dock. But
they got one that's not. Get your gambling stories. What's the phone number?
Oh, you fucker.
It's 225-800. Uh-huh.
3135?
Mike, write it down or something. Jesus
I fucking have
Christ.
It in my thing here.
Put it right there on that piece of paper. Jesus, Mike.
225-800-3175. I was close. 225-800-3175.
Our one faithful listener gives you gambling stories.
What was her name? What's our one listener?
Can we say her real name?
The female? What do we call her? Olivia?
Yeah, but that's not her name. I got it now.
Let's just call her Olivia. We
it's
need
Sarah.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Sarah. You're going to get stalked now. What's her phone number? Let's just give her phone number out quick.
All right.
Sarah needs some dick
pics. 970.
Mm-hmm.
322.
Yep.
4121.
970-322-4121. Send your dick pics to that number. Sarah would love them.
I don't know whose number that is. That's actually not Sarah's number.
Okay. Well, let's just all send dick pics to that number.
I don't know whose
out.
Number that is. That could be Jesus's phone number.
We'll find out.
What if it is, Mike?
I don't think Jesus has cellular.
You
want
to invite him to come down to La Verge?
Fuck yeah.
If we don't go there, we're going to go to the bayou, below the bayou.
Let's do them both.
I don't know if they got poker tables at that. That's why I said we need to go to the one with the the L in it because I think they got poker tables.
That's what we'll tell the Uber driver. Just take us to the casino that has an L in it. Whichever one has an L.
All right. I'm excited. I'm going to go get my quarters. Thanks for hanging with us down by the river, y'all. Y'all come join us. Roll one up. Get your cold one. Come on.
Snake eyes, motherfucker.